friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Browns lost yesterday, in case you didn't know. 41-17. I like to start Mondays off like this, Jeff. How were the callers immediately after the game?
It's some fired up folks last night on the post-game show.
Who are they pointing the finger at the most?
You name it.
I heard a lot of Kevin Stefanski.
A lot of wide receivers, a lot of offensive line.
Hey, our kicker looked pretty good yesterday, didn't he?
Kicker didn't miss.
Man, I tell you.
See what happens? Man. Show faith, Andy. Gotta believe. Gotta believe.
That had to be 5 days of just pure, you know what, for him. 6 days of.
Well, think about this. That kid went out and, you know, first kick was a 38-yarder at the end of the half. You miss. You're unemployed.
Yeah. Really was.
If he would have missed that kick, they probably would be looking for a new kicker this week.
It was interesting that when the Browns crossed midfield and were in that like weird territory where you might punt or you might go for it, I felt like Kevin had the let's go for it feeling. And then you ask yourself, well, are you going for it because you think this is an opportunity to try to get some points, or are you going for it because you don't trust your kicker? You know, and every time. So there's a second guess for that.
I'd argue.
He would have to go a couple weeks without missing one before people will forget about the first game. And they're still not going to forget about the first game. They're going to blame him for the loss. Well, so,
if you like Atlanta's kicker, he's probably available because his replacement went 5 for 5 last night.
Ah. Give me your initial thoughts on the game yesterday, Jeff.
The defense played well again. I know they put up 41 points, and that looks like the defense just really stunk. The defense had some moments that weren't great, but overall I thought the defense showed that they will be able to keep you in some football games as long as the offense doesn't turn the ball over. It didn't help that Denzel Ward was out with whatever it is Denzel was out with. I want to wait and hear what Kevin Stefanski has to say. If cramping kept your Pro Bowl corner out the entire game, it's a little much, isn't it?
Didn't we have this conversation 3 weeks ago about all those high school kids that were cramping? Pickle juice. Come on, man.
Well, but doesn't this smell of something more? Let's just be honest about that.
It is weird.
Doesn't it smell of something more?
Players who cramp normally find their way back on the field
at some
point.
Well, if you're out in the first half, you're in the locker room getting an IV.
Yeah.
You're getting more fluids.
Maybe, or just fluids.
And then you're back out on the football field. The defensive backfield was shredded yesterday. That was not good. And remember, you're already down MJ Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, you were down MJ and Denzel Ward. Your backup corners didn't do a good job. Greg Newsome, just fine. You know, Greg had some moments where, like, DeAndre Hopkins beat him. Okay, well, that'll happen. But
yeah, the one touchdown, it was all over him. I thought it was a great point.
The one thing about this, Andy, you didn't add when MJ Emerson went down. You didn't really make any kind of moves to go get another corner. You know,
tied to making the kind of move you want to make, though?
Well, that's a possibility because going back to the Deshaun Watson thing, I've screamed about wide receivers for years, and I don't think this team has very good wide receivers. Well, they didn't really add anybody. If your answer is Isaiah Bond and hope that, you know, he gets cleared and everything and he's good to go, well, that's not an answer. And your offensive line, though we liked it several years ago, has been injured and doesn't get any younger. So there are big trouble spots that didn't really receive a whole lot of attention. So what do you expect?
I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I'll go back and look at yesterday's game and say, okay, they had a shot. 21 points that they gave up of the 41 were directly related to the offense's ineptness or a pick six or Short fields. I mean, you got to go 5 yards. Special teams gaff again yesterday. The special teams on this, like every week, it's like you got to hold your breath on every play. It shouldn't be that way. Like there are teams that have to go through weeks where their special teams just do their job. No one's asking for special teams to do anything crazy. Just do your job. And again, special teams, this is 2 weeks in a row. You can't have, I mean, we almost lost our punter yesterday. Do your job. Do your job. Like, I can't say it enough. Special teams is extremely irritating right now. And I get it. There are guys on special teams that, especially the rookies, that probably haven't played special teams in years. It's a challenge sometimes.
The kicking got cleaned up, but you had a punt blocked.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks in a row, the special teams let you down.
You don't have that many plays to be special, and we're not even asking you to be special. We're asking you to be normal. Just make a play. It's all you got to do. No one's asking for a run back even. We're not asking for 60-yard field goals. We're asking for at least the kicking got cleaned up. You're right, except for the punt. And you have one of the best punters in the league. Can we protect him, please?
I agree with that.
Can we protect this guy?
Occasionally teams block punts, but just add it to the list. You know, the week before you had trouble with the kicking game. This week you had trouble with the punting game because you had a punt blocked.
You go back and look at three series, the defense didn't deserve to. When people go back and look at this game, how the Browns give up 41 points? 2-play drive, 4-play drive, 3-play drive, all within 24 yards of the end zone. Let's not forget the defense. And by the way, if those plays don't happen, and I know where you're going, Butch Davis, on me on this, but if those plays don't happen, what are you looking at? You're looking at a 17 loss.
Well, but those...
Maybe. I mean,
that's a different than a Butch Davis thing, though, because the offense put the defense in bad situations.
Yeah.
That's...
But you're also saying if a guy... if the defense just makes one play here, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm just trying to be... I'm trying to be a little realistic about it.
And you want it to be worse?
No, I don't. Not really, but go ahead. Make it worse.
The touchdown the Browns scored to Cedric Tillman?
Yeah. Oh, should have been interception.
It was an interception all day long. All day.
Ugh,
I mean, in and out of the hands. And then into the hands of Cedric Tillman.
And I know we're having a logical conversation about this, but this conversation is going to turn. And the question is why is Joe Flacco out there in the first place if we're going to have games like this? You know, I said right away, beginning of the season, I want Joe Flacco to start. I still think... It's not against Joe. Did throw that one interception. Was horrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Horrible. I mean, David Njoku had two guys on him, and he tried to force it. And I'm like, what is he doing?
Ross Tucker on the broadcast was all over him for it.
It was a horrible throw. He's right. Yeah. I caught the part. I missed a little of what he said, but he alluded to the fact that he's been in the league long enough. You got to know better than to throw that pass. And Joe knows better.
You want to go big picture here? I hate to go this big picture.
Everyone is going to do it, Jeff, so go ahead.
The minute that they traded out of 2, it screamed that their quarterback is coming in next year's draft. So it didn't matter that Kenny Pickett was here. It didn't matter that Joe Flacco was here. It didn't, I don't think, matter that they drafted Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. The minute they drafted out of 2, it traded out of 2, it screamed, we're getting a quarterback in next year's draft. And don't be surprised at this point if Deshaun Watson plays football here this year.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that to me. Who's going to replace Joe Flacco? And someone said to me,
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
You saw the video of his workouts. He's moving pretty well.
Daryl said the same thing to me yesterday. We were doing Brownie Bites right after the game. And I was like, oh, I've thought about it because I've talked about this return on investment over and over and over and over again. And now you sit here and you're like,
you ready, Andy?
Yeah.
I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him.
Who's up next? That's the question. I don't think he's ready to come off the injured list though, right?
No, but when he is.
Do they have to wait at least 4 weeks before they can take him off? I don't know.
I think so. When he is, I'm sorry. I'd like to see him.
It's a Browns Therapy Monday. We have plenty more to talk about that, but we're going to sprinkle in and get some of your phone calls here because we know what you want to talk about. Let's go to Al. Al in Parma Heights. Hi, Al.
Hello, Al.
Hey, guys, excuse me. I'm just having breakfast at McDonald's.
Oh, congratulations.
You caught me off guard.
Good Sorry. Plug.
Look, I don't blame Flacco for this. There's systemic breakdowns all over the offense and defense. I think you both would agree. Now,
I got to be honest with you. I'm not mad at the defense today. I don't know how you can be.
Defense
they gave
well
you a chance
to
win the game.
The game.
I mean, legitimately, they should have held them to under 20 points. And you can blame the other 21 on the offense for giving them a field where they had to go 20 yards or less. That's ridiculous.
Okay, but we can cite all these things. But we need a new coach. Let's be honest about it. And now, what I saw, though, in Baltimore was a disgrace that the NFL allowed to put that jerk Modell on the Jumbotron. Hey, 30 years since we got your team.
I hear you, Al. Thank you for the phone call. Look, none of us want to see Art Modell on the screen, but you have to understand that, you know, whether he packed his bags and moved and just couldn't have manned up and tried to work out something with Mike White in the city, Mike White should have manned up at the time, too. So he moved the team. They're gone 30 years. I'm saying it now because I'm tired of what happened. Last week was, I mean, I just think it was, I'm still, like the Ravens, it was just poor. It was poor. It was tacky. But, you know, I thought CBS did a pretty good job. They didn't make that big of a deal of it. Although I didn't see the beginning of the game on TV. Did they do a gigantic open for 30 years or anything? I didn't see. I listened to the first quarter.
I didn't pay enough attention to tell you.
Okay.
Look, I understand that. And I do think it was tacky. I also understand the scheduling. We have a team. We've had a team for 25 years. Let's worry about our team.
Yeah, our offense has been pathetic. I mean, we can't get to 20 points. What was it, December of last year? The first week of December is the last time we were over 20 points. So we got to worry about ourselves now. That game's over. Baltimore can do whatever they want for the rest of the year. We don't have to see them nor smell them for the rest of the year until they come here.
Wow.
We don't have to go there. So that's over. Let it go and try to figure out what's next for this team. And unfortunately, I think that it's going to be time to move forward with another quarterback. But I don't know. The question is when? When are they going to do it? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. Scott Petrak joins us at 11.
Hey, friends. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. It is a Browns Therapy Monday. Get it off your chest, Northeast Ohio. We're all frustrated with what we watched. And, I mean, I'm not saying that they should have won yesterday's game, but outside of the defense, man, it's just nothing was right. You can be mad about the coaching. You can be mad about general manager. You can be mad about the offense. You can be mad about the special teams.
Andy, the only thing you shouldn't be mad about is the defense.
And it seems really weird to say that when they have 41 next to their name, doesn't it?
Defense was okay. The only thing I would say is I worry about Denzel.
Yeah.
I just worry. And I do think they're a little light in the defensive backfield, and that's on management for not putting more guys back there.
You know, at one point yesterday, we were without both tackles, right? Both starting tackles were out.
And offensive tackles.
Yeah, offensive tackles, yeah. The defensive. I mean, I know I heard Darryl was kind of like, was a little wishy-washy on Mason Graham yesterday, saying that, you know, he thought he started off strong and then kind of tailed off. I just watched him start off strong, I'll be honest with you, and so tailing off to me is like, I love our defensive front, man. And Miles is playing out of his mind. He really is. How about the one play where they had to show him on the sidelines because he was gassed from, I mean...
We had somebody call on the post-game show yesterday and say he was out of breath early on. He's out of shape.
Yeah.
What's he over there sucking wind for? And I thought,
have you looked at him?
Because he's playing hard?
Yeah.
That's If there might be issues on this football team, Myles Garrett is not one of them. Mm. His conditioning is not one of them.
Jim is in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. I don't know what to make of this plan or lack of a plan or what we're going to call this mess.
I don't know what it is. I say this
in this team. Look, the offensive line looks old and slow. Joe Flacco looks like a statue back there. If Joe Flacco, look, I don't know a quarterback that I can even remember that I've seen in a Browns uniform that has produced more points for the other team than Joe Flacco does. So my whole take is, like, if you can't.
Jameis was pretty good at it, too. Right? Jameis had that talent.
Not like Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Joe's like a pick six / fumble six machine. So I just look at it this way. Like, if this is what you're going to, like, putting him back there as a statue with this offensive line, like, I don't know. And yeah, granted, they would have adjusted the game plan had there been a more mobile quarterback back there. But a few times he got out of the pocket, there was room to run. I'm not saying that it wouldn't have closed off if you had a rookie out there or anybody else out there. But what I am saying is, if this offensive line is going to play this way and Joe's going to turn the ball over the way he's turning the ball over, then what do you do? Are you really giving yourself the best chance to win trotting him out there? I'm trying to put the two situations together. And you're right. They should, at the end of the day, like, we kept Joe Flacco over Kenny Pickett. At least Kenny Pickett offered you more physical tools. If you weren't going to win, then at least be closer to winning with having that a more athletic guy out there. I'm just, at this point, don't know what the plan is.
And Jim,
you guys all sit back.
Kevin's offense has always been based around a lot of motion, rolling out and everything else. If Pickett was a much better fit for what they wanted to do, and not that he's the answer to anything, but he's a better answer than Joe. It's you know what the plan is. Who are you going to draft next year? That's what the plan is.
Here's the thing. I can't handle the arrogance that these guys permeate, that they're like totally in control. I'm like, in control of what? Like, that thing was a disaster. I love Bubba Ventrone, but I mean, how many years now since he's been here have we been like, another?
What's wrong with the special teams? Yeah, I don't.
Thanks, boys.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Jim. Here we go. Yeah, I'll take it. Tim in Baltimore, what up, Tim?
Hey, what's going on, Baskinville? How y'all doing today, bro?
We're feeling it. It kind of sucks here.
I know. Listen, man, I want to commend you guys as fans of the Cleveland Browns. It takes a lot to continue to support a team, let alone an organization that is constantly failing to put a decent product on the field. And as fans, that has to be frustrating.
Well, you're a Ravens fan, obviously. You would know that. Your team jumped ship in the middle of the night and hopped on some moving vans and went to Indianapolis.
Yeah,
they thought Indianapolis was better than Baltimore. Come on, man.
Yeah,
they don't have the same kind of seafood you have.
Yep, and I was 10 years old when the Colts left, so I really wasn't that invested. I really became invested.
Oh, man, you should have been studying at school 10 years old. You don't remember your teacher when you were 10, man? Come on.
Yep.
All right, goodbye, troll. That was straight troll. He commends us, though. Thanks. We don't need your misery. We have our own. Steven's in Lyndhurst. Hey, Steven, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You're doing a great job. It's two things here, but first of all, I want to hear from Jimmy Haslam. The reason why I want to hear from Jimmy Haslam, because under Barry and Kevin Stefanski, we haven't won a game since November of last year. They're on an 8-game losing streak. It's unacceptable. This is unacceptable. And the problem with yesterday.
Is it worse than losing every game in an entire season or winning just one?
Man, let me tell you something. At least be competitive. They talk about the defense playing well. They gave up four bombs. What do you mean they played well?
What do you mean? They gave up three touchdowns from less than 23 yards. The defense did not play that bad yesterday. In every NFL game, teams are scoring points. I mean, you almost have to admit that you're 21. Like, both teams are spotting 21 on the board, unless you're playing the Browns, who's averaging 15, 16 points a game. They got to 17. I am not going to sit here and rip our defense apart for yesterday. So what if they gave up a couple big plays? Yeah. Everybody does in the NFL.
I can agree. I'll give you that, but you must admit that it's time for change, man. I mean, to come on your press conference and says, we got to get better, we'll learn from this. I am so sick of those quotes. because you haven't won. Browns fans need to understand. They haven't won a game since November 21st of last year.
I'm with you. I said it before, too. I agree with you. And they haven't put points on the board since the week after with Denver. It's the last time they put points. And still had three interceptions in that game.
We got the greatest fans in the world. We better than this. We are better than this as an organization. You can't tell me you want the fans to sit here and accept all this sadness and all this losing week after week after week. It is so sad for the city. It's so fans for the fans all over the world. We got the greatest fans in the world, and it's sad to what Jimmy Haslam is giving us every Sunday. I don't blame Barry. I don't blame Kevin Savannah. I blame the owner because he allowed it to happen under his watch.
All right, Stephen, thank you. I have a lot of finger pointing going on today. A lot of finger pointing. I get it. It was embarrassing. It was an embarrassing game yesterday. I you know, the least I think Browns fans deserve is competitive. When they're hanging 41 on you,
whether it was 10-3 at halftime.
Yeah.
And you were in it.
They just needed
it was 10-3 at halftime.
They needed a play. They needed a play.
You were in it until the interception that Joe threw.
All right.
And then went south in a hurry.
William, what do you got, man? What do you got?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What's up with you?
William.
Well, you know, I don't blame so much the quarterbacks. We got two decent rookies. But if
they haven't played yet, there's nothing to blame on those guys.
We have to blame both sides because our offensive line is not performing.
You played with three out of five at one point during the game yesterday, too. You were playing with three out of your five starters.
Yeah, I know. And then, like, a problem with our defense, we have one of the top defenses in the NFL, but we can't have Myles Garrett this square up once a game. We need other players to get those sacks besides Myles Garrett. And I feel that so much pressure is on him, because he's the only one, performing right now. But if we want to be a good defensive team, we can't just have one player make the sack.
I don't know. I think our defensive line looks pretty good so far. So I'm not trying to argue with you there, but I think the defensive line has done a good job in general, and it doesn't hurt that you have Myles
Garrett. It looks like the strength of the
team. Yeah, and they put pressure on pretty much every play. How many times did we were watching him roll out? I mean, the one play that was just killer, that just felt brutal, was when it looked like Jackson had kind of walked into the pocket. They had great pressure, and then he bounced back 5 yards, gave himself room, and then was able to make a big play. And it's just like you sit here and you're like, I don't know how much more these guys can do. And I thought they did. I thought the defensive front did, an admirable job of putting pressure on a really good and mobile quarterback. Let's be honest. I mean, if you would have told me he only had 13 yards, Derrick Henry would have only had 23 yards yesterday. Derrick Henry only had 23 yards, kids. 23.
How many yards per carry, Andy?
I don't
2.1.
Know. Yeah, something like that. Don't ask me to math. It's a therapy Monday. You're asking me to math.
2.1.
Oh, Phelps, sometimes, man. All right, I know you want to talk. You're on the phone lines. We're going to hear you out because we know you want to get it off your chest today. So we are here for you, and so is Scott Petrek, who we'll talk to coming up in just a few moments. Get it off your chest, Cleveland, 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.